Sorry, Angela, are you ready? Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I am Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the Development Review Board. We will begin the May 11th meeting of the Development Review Board. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We're conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you're not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask questions of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. So please keep your chat comments relative to the meeting. I would now like the DRB members to introduce themselves.
Good morning, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority.
Good morning, this is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement.
Good morning, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation.
And once again, I'm Jolene Wolfley, representing Planning and Chair of the DRB. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom and allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Garmihill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to allow for this virtual meeting, electronic signatures after the meeting. Just some notes for our applicants. Once again, today we will be doing the major cases this morning, and then we will reconvene at 1:30 to do minor cases and sketch plats. And if the DRB approves your site plan, plat, or infrastructure list today, those documents are signed mostly following the meeting. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes those documents through the DRB members following the DRB meetings. A lot of that information you're pretty up to date on. Ms. Gomez, Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, please alert us to any changes in the agenda.
Certainly. For item number 5, PR 2021-5597, application SD 2022-26 for preliminary plat, the agent has requested a deferral to May 18th.
Thank you. Okay, and would you confirm that, Mr. Rodenbeck? I didn't know about that one, but.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, yes. Gomez is correct. That is the applicant requested a deferral yesterday afternoon to May 18th.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there a motion?
Came in a little late.
All right. Is there a motion to defer item 5 to May 18th?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 5, PR 2021-5597, preliminary plat SD 2022-26 to May 18th. Ms. Gomez?
Item number 10, PR 2021-5009, application SD 2021-91 for preliminary and final plat. The agent has requested a deferral to June 8th.
Is there a motion to defer item 10 to June 8th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 10, PR 2021-5009, SD 2021-91 to June 8th. And Ms. Gomez, we can, if the other ones are on the same deferral date, we can do those together.
Okay, so for item number 11, PR 2022-6762, application SD 2022-43 for preliminary and final plat, the agent has requested a deferral to May 18th. And for item number 12, PR 2021-6297, application SD 2022-39 for preliminary and final plat, the agent has requested a deferral to May 18th as well.
Thank you. Is there a motion to defer items 11 and 12 to May 18th?
Lion Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Lion Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jade Wolfenbarger, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 11, PR 2022-6762, preliminary final plat SD 2022-43 to May 18th. And item 12, PR 2021-6297, and preliminary final plat SD 2022-39 to May 18th. Okay, thank you, Ms. Gomez. So just for our audience that's here this morning, items one and two were deferred on the agenda. We will hear item three, four, five is deferred, and that will be it. Okay, just those two items this morning. Okay, now that we have the agenda set for today, I will just mention that any member of the public that is here to speak on an item, I will call for you when that particular case has had an introduction from the development team, and I'll give you instructions at that time. If there are any technical issues this morning, I will end the meeting and DRB will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number that would be ahead of the afternoon session. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. The DRB staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the development process manual. I would now like to introduce staff and swear them in. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck is Development Services Manager. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I do.
And Robert Webb is Planner to the Development Review Board. Mr. Webb, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Mr. Shahab Biazar is our City Engineer. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Shahab Biazar. I do.
And Nicole Sanchez is legal counsel to the DRB. Good morning, Ms. Sanchez. Okay, a little bit of a quiet morning here at the DRB, but we will get started. And we're going to call first item number three, PR 2018-1398. Preliminary plat SD 2021-242, sidewalk waiver VA 2021-447, EPC final site plan sign off SD 2021-1966 for Echo Green Building at 704 Griegos Road Northwest. The agent is JAG Planning and Zoning. And there's Ms. Garcia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address.
Okay, my name is Juanita Garcia, and I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning, and our address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
Okay, Ms. Garcia, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, Thank you. Go ahead and give us an update.
Okay, thank you. So this is a plat and site plan that we've been working on for quite a bit of time. And so we believe that we've submitted the changes that have been requested by the Water Authority, and also the revisions to the site plan that reflects all the changes that needed to be made to the subdivision plat. So as you all remember, this is a site plan that was approved by the Planning Commission back in 2021. And so now we're just trying to get final approval on that site plan.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 3? Please raise, what you'll do is you'll raise your hand through Zoom from the reactions button, or press star 9 if you're on the phone. Or you can just speak up by unmuting. Okay, I don't see anyone who's wanting to speak. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections. We appreciate the corrections. And so we have no objections to the plat, the site plan, or the sidewalk waiver. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement?
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. All prior comments have been addressed. No further comments and no objections.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation?
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. No additional comments for this case.
Thank Hydrology?
Ernest Armejo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of May 20th, 2021. We have no objections.
Thank you.
Transportation?
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. All prior comments have been addressed, and Transportation has no objection to any of the proposed actions.
Thank you. Okay.
And Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I'll just note that there's an infrastructure list included with this plat. A financial guarantee and recorded infrastructure improvements agreement must be executed and recorded prior to final sign-off of the final plat by Planning. Juanita, can you just confirm this? So the infrastructure list that we got, I think the latest and greatest is from March. I just want to confirm on the record that this is it. This was submitted for your March 2nd meeting. I don't think the last two meetings that you've been to, you know, we received an updated infrastructure list. Can you just confirm this, please?
Yes. Yes. Mr. Rodenbeck, that hasn't changed. We were really just needing to make changes to the plat and to the site plan, not the infrastructure list.
All right. Thank you.
And then just so you know, the owner will want to proceed with constructing the development as opposed to entering into an agreement.
So they're going to, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So the owner is wanting to construct the improvements.
Yes.
And get DRC sign off on that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Madam Chair, that's something perhaps we can note as a finding for the preliminary plat should get approved, that they agree that they're wanting to do that. You know, it's not a condition of approval for this. It'd be a condition of acceptance of the final plat that you have a recorded IIA, and in lieu of that, we could, you know, accept constructed improvements. So I just want to also note regarding the site plan. Oh, real quick with the infrastructure list, 182. DRC is wanting they want the project number and application numbers added to make sure they can keep track of you know, the infrastructure list. And so it wouldn't prevent approval of the preliminary plat, but please add those numbers.
Okay.
Should the preliminary plat get approved, we won't be able to sign. I'm not going to have it signed until we get those numbers added.
Okay.
Regarding the site plan, there's no solid waste signature, but this went through EPC. Did you get it for EPC?
Yes, and we do have solid waste approval. It was just submitted really early on. It was like part of the initial
application. That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. I just want to clarify because this looks like the meeting where a decision will be made. So just want to clarify. Thank you very much. I believe that concludes planning's comments at this time, unless you have something, Madam Chair. Yeah, that's it.
Mr. Biazar?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. Just a couple of minor things. The couple of the sheets of the DRB package are not stamped and signed, either by architect or civil engineer. So we just need those to be stamped.
So I do believe the ones from the site plan are signed, but it's the utility plan that's not signed by the engineer. And he indicated that those would be signed on the DRC application.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Juanita, Mr. Beazar is absolutely correct. All site plan sheets need to be sealed and signed. I'm not sure if that would keep this from being approved. I think that's been a delegated condition of approval. You know, when we distribute the site plan for DRB signature, should this be approved, we'll need to have all sheets sealed and signed, not just for like DRC or anything, or for building permit, but for us, for our purposes too. So.
Okay.
I believe this is Jay Rodenbeck too. I don't believe this cover sheet is sealed and signed either. This needs to be sealed and signed as well.
Okay.
And we can make that this is Chair Wolfley. We can make that a delegated item.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Biazar, do we necessarily need a finding if they're going to be constructing the improvements prior to final plat?
No, this is Shahab Biazar. No, Madam Chair. Basically, there's still going to be an agreement, but without a financial guarantee, basically. So they'll build the improvements according to the infrastructure list. And once the city accepts it, they, you know, they get an acceptance letter from DRC and they'll bring that back and then prior to final plat.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, and I'll go ahead and put the infrastructure list back up if you would, Mr. Rodenbeck, so all DRB members can be aware that this is the infrastructure list associated with this project today. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the applications, which are for preliminary plat, sidewalk waiver, and EPC final site plan sign-off. And let me just ask, is the sidewalk waiver noted on the plat?
Madam Chair, yes.
It is noted on the plat, okay, because we want to make sure that gets noted there. So I'll ask each board member to do that. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize the delegation and the time needed. And that would be for the site plan. So go ahead and vote on all three items together.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I vote for approval of all three items, including the associated infrastructure list.
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, I vote for all three items as stated.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. I approve all three items as stated.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve all actions as stated.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for all plan sheets to be sealed and signed. For the solid waste signature, and I'm just going to add on to check for the sidewalk waiver note on the plat, and that will be for that will be for 8 weeks.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. For the solid waste signature, Juanita confirmed that they have it. They had an earlier iteration. You just want them to include that with their final site plan submittal?
Right. It's just for us to check that when we're signing off.
Okay.
Make sure it's on there. There's a consent there's a consensus vote to approve item 3 and project number PR 2018-1398 applications SD2021-242 for preliminary plat, BA2021-447 for sidewalk waiver, SD2021-1966 EPC final site plan sign off, and the infrastructure list dated today because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.